And now, more Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Thank you for listening to our show. On Thursday, I visited with Steve Gontram, who is the owner of the new Five Star Burgers in Clayton. And he's a guy who's moved from the fine dining world into the burger world. I asked him about his time at Harvest, which is on Big Bend, and his transition to Five Star Burgers. And here's what Steve said.
Well, I opened up Harvest in 1996, in the fall of 1996, and I had a lot of success in fine dining over the years. But, you know, come 2007, 2008, I wanted to make a move from fine dining into something more casual, something that I thought that would be a good move, given the economy and given the direction that I saw people's dollars being spent. I wanted to get into something casual, no tablecloths, no fancy wine lists, and do something that just some comfort food, something that everybody loves, and everybody loves a good burger. So, in 2007, I put Harvest up for sale. It took me actually about 3 years to sell the restaurant, so a lot longer than I expected it would. I did sell the restaurant to my executive chef, Nicholas Miller, and he has owned it now for over 2 years. And I've been there several times as a now customer and have thoroughly enjoyed it. And he's doing a spectacular job, which is nice to see. It's also nice to see that the staff there is relatively unchanged. The front of the house staff, so many familiar faces. And there are just a lot of people there that take a lot of great pride in that restaurant, and it, in my opinion, it remains one of St. Louis's best restaurants.
Did you take a sabbatical in between the time you had that place and the time you opened Five Star Burgers?
I did. I sold Harvest in the fall of 2010. I got married about 3 weeks later, and I took what ended up being a lot longer than I ever would have imagined. 2 years before finally opening Five Star Burgers this October.
Now, you talked about wanting to get into this. Did you do a lot of market research and go, you know, bring in focus groups and say it's going to be burgers and it's going to be in Clayton? Or did you do like a lot of people do and look around for the good real estate deal?
Well, you know, it's a combination of all of those things. I think that burgers are and have been and will continue to be a very, very hot menu item in America. Americans love a good burger. Burgers are the number one most ordered menu item in the United States. And there's no data out there that points to that being something other than the fact for years and years and years to come. So burgers are where it's at. And St. Louis loves a good burger. But in my opinion, it had been a long time since somebody opened up a quote-unquote upscale burger place. You know, the tried and trues are out there, the O'Connells and the Seamus McDaniels and the Carls, you know, and those are all great burgers. But I wanted to do something that focused on a little more creativity. I wanted to do a beef that we ground in-house that was all natural, hormone-free, sustainable, and that was not being done in St. Louis.
Okay, I know Ian and Evan raved about the chili? What is that burger, and can you mention that to listeners? And how popular is it? Is it just with critics, or is everybody buying that one?
Well, it's a very popular burger. It's called Dad's Green Chili Cheeseburger. It is a play on a burger that my father sells in New Mexico. And, you know, we haven't touched on that, but he has 3 5-star burgers in New Mexico.
I think anybody who's done a Google search for your restaurant has noticed that that one comes up, and it's a head-scratcher, unless you've heard the story and you were going to tell the story.
Right, exactly. When I was going to initially sell Harvest back in 2007, the idea was that we would build this company together. Now, it took me a lot longer than I anticipated to sell the restaurant, so he got a head start on me. So he has 3 locations in New Mexico, and this is, of course, my first. The chili cheeseburger is really kind of an homage to the most popular burger in New Mexico, which is a green chili cheeseburger. It is made using Hatch New Mexico green chilies, which are spectacular, and pepper jack cheese. And I actually put a fried green chili on the burger, and then we serve it with a green chili mayonnaise. So the burger is full of chilies. Hatch chilies are not nearly as hot as, say, a jalapeno, but they do have a little bit of heat. So it's an incredibly satisfying burger for somebody who likes a little bit of spice.
Okay, we're visiting with Steve Gontram. We're here at Five Star Burgers in Clayton. You're on Maryland, just down the hill from Brentwood Boulevard, a little bit to the west. It's a beautiful room here. You took over a space that wasn't a restaurant before, so you guys kind of built this from the ground up, right?
That's correct. We took over two spaces. One was a florist, and the other was a photography gallery. We knocked out a center wall and combined the two spaces, and one side houses the kitchen and the bar, and the other side houses the dining rooms.
So what's the biggest challenge in building out a restaurant that's never been a restaurant before? And is it the plumbing? Is it just figuring out how it's going to lay out, or what?
Well, there are lots of hurdles when you're walking into a raw space, and the first is the plumbing. Actually, the floors needed to be completely trenched, plumbing laid everywhere. The building that we're in is actually sitting on a slab of concrete, which you could safely land a Dreamliner, Boeing Dreamliner on it. So I watched these guys haul out pieces of concrete that weighed 650 pounds each, and the trenching of the floors took well over a couple of weeks to perform. So it was a big, big task. Another thing you have to look at is running all of the electric that you need to run, the above ground plumbing, of course, the hood system, which is a huge expense in any restaurant. And not just the hood itself, but punching it through the roof and putting the makeup air and the exhaust fans on the roof of the building. So it means that your cash outlay is a lot greater when you walk into a raw space like such as this.
Well, you all had a lot of buzz because it wasn't just like, hey, there's a new place that's opened. There was a lot of anticipation and news that you were doing this all the time you were doing the building. So you had a crowd here, I'm sure, even from your soft open, right?
We did. We tried to do a soft opening, and I did not think that we were going to be successful at it, and indeed we weren't. We were just slammed from the very get-go. There were a lot of people who were anticipating the opening. You know, I attribute that to the name that I have in the restaurant industry in St. Louis. And again, I think that because of the price point we're in, because we're just doing more or less a singular menu item, a burger, that we were able to come out of that soft opening having pleased a lot of people instead of, for example, if we had been in the fine dining business, we probably would have, pissed a lot of people off. It's really hard. It's hard to open up a restaurant.
Hey, you mentioned that your dad has three spots in New Mexico, and it may be premature with your just being open a couple of months, but do you have long-term plans for another one or two or three or four of these around town?
Well, we're hoping to do a few more locations. I'm not sure exactly how many the greater St. Louis metro area will hold, but my guess is that it could be as many as four or five. I knock on wood every time I say something like that, but we are going to build cash and maintain quality and continue our mission of, serving what we think is a great burger, and just see where that road takes us. My guess is that, based on initial sales here, that we might be able to do another store down the road.
And if I come in and order a medium burger or even a rare burger, do you all do that?
We do rare burgers. We do mid-well burgers. Believe it or not, the hardest temperature that we do here in the restaurant is well done. It is hard to pull off a well-done burger because the meat that we serve, we grind it in-house, it is so juicy that, it's really hard to tell when a burger is well done. So that's our biggest challenge. Do we sell well-done burgers? We sure do. We'll sell any temperature you want.
Because there are a couple of places in town that cook them all the same way, and I like a medium burger. Come on.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think that people want to order what they like to eat. And you should be able to, if you're going to go to a burger place and spend between, you know, $7 and $9 for a burger, you sure better be able to order a medium rare if you want a medium rare. If you like it cooked well, then you ought to get it that way.
And we've heard a lot about your craft beer selection. How many of the local brews are you running? And do you have other alcoholic beverages besides the craft beer?
Well, we offer a full bar here. We do have an extensive list of wines by the glass, but certainly with burgers, the most that we sell is beer. And we have probably a list of about 25 to 30 bottles from all over the country. We serve an all-domestic list. And then our draft beers are all local craft breweries such as Schlafly and Civil Life and Perennial and Four Hands and Urban Chestnut.
How hard are you working, Steve? Are you working really hard here?
You know, my schedule has gotten a lot better than it was in the first couple of weeks, certainly. But, you know, this business, as I said before, is a labor of love. I mean, if you're not in this business expecting to work a 9-to-5 shift. So people who know me know that, you know, I just had a baby girl about 14 weeks ago. So, you know, my time has been torn between taking care of her and opening up a restaurant, which is just absolutely insane. And a lot of people have laughed openly at me for trying to pull all of this off. And I try to tell them, you know, it wasn't up to me. You know, I'm just incredibly fortunate to be doing what I'm doing and fortunate to have what so far has been a really great opening.
That is Steve Gontram. He is the owner of Five Star Burgers. It's on Clayton. It's on Maryland Avenue, just kind of down the hill, a little west of Brentwood Boulevard. And that is kind of interesting that you have a baby. And right after that, you open a restaurant. I mean, you know, being a new parent, even if you're not the mom, if you're the dad, you're still, there's a lot of things going on there. Okay, well, this is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. I'm David Craig. We have a few minutes here to mention a few things before we say goodbye. There's something new coming to the Central West End in 2013 in March. It's called the Central Table Food Hall. And what it is, it's just going to be a whole bunch of stuff. It's right there at the corner of Euclid and Forest Park Parkway. You know where the Breadco is, and there's the hospital on one corner, and then there's that hotel on the other. It's right there, and here's what it's going to have. Central Table Diners will, according to the release, enjoy diverse dishes and specialty items from seven varied food areas: the Tapas and Flatbreads Bar, the Raw Bar, the Sushi Bar, the Grill, and the Deli, the Coffee and European Chocolate Bar, and the welcoming Casual Wine Bar. So be curious to see how that's going to be. And then, of course, they're going to do the Whole Foods in the West End, which will be about three blocks north of that. That will be here no sooner than 2014, but the infrastructure of the Central West End up for some revisions. This afternoon here on 590, there's this huge basketball game being played tonight, the Bragging Rights game at Scott Trade Center. Here on KFNS from 2 until 4:30, we'll have Brendan Weesey and Jim Powers broadcasting live from Lumiere Place Stadium Sports Bar, and you can go by and join them. They'll be talking a lot of Illinois stuff and some Mizzou stuff, and then they'll join the Illinois Network at 4:30, and the tip-off is right around 5 o'clock for the big game. This is our last Food Talk STL show of the year. Off next week, thanks very much to the guests, many entertaining and informative guests this year. To listeners, thanks for your comments and feedback. To advertisers, bless you. To KFNS people, Dave Green and Katie Pavlonis, and a lot of others who've been supportive and encouraging. It's been, for me, a great learning experience doing this show, learning a lot about food and drink and the radio biz and media, especially social media, and people. And I do have, yes, a new respect for all of my friends who do talk radio. As a music jock, even on a morning show with a lot of conversation, I could always, when we ran out of things to say or exhausted a topic, play a song. Well, we don't do that here. We just keep chatting. My big thing this year is to expose you and me to some new things, maybe outside of your neighborhood, outside of your comfort zone, and we'll continue to do that in 2013. Maybe expand our scope a bit, but keep everything as listenable as we possibly can. Please take some time during the holidays to visit our website. You can click on the Past Shows tab, and you can listen to conversations. You can go back and you can say, oh, well, they interviewed this man or that woman. A lot of great conversations with chefs, and we had some of our city's top chefs on this year. Gerard Kraft, Kevin Nashen, Kevin Woolman, Wes Johnson, Jim Fiala, Clara Moore, Cassie Viers, and on and on and on. And you know, everybody has some differing things to bring to the table. A lot of good media people. Thanks very much to Evan Ben, who was on with us today, and Ian from the RFT, Ian Frobe, and George Mahey, and Matt Sorrell, and LaGaia from Sauce, and Catherine Neville was on with us. And, you know, just a lot. And also, you know, some people like Zipra Zeppa and John Pertzborn. And we've had some people who make specialty items, like Becky Jacobs from Serendipity, who's, you know, we had her on here for one of the roundtable shows, didn't mention ice cream much at all, just, you know, with her thoughts and everything. Brian with the cacao there in Maplewood, and Anita von Balmus at the wonderful Vom Foss store. I like people with accents. I like people who have a good foreign accent, and she has a great, you know, German or Swiss accent there. But you can understand her. Fabrizio Scanardi, great chef over at Four Seasons, who has a great Italian accent, but you can understand him. Somebody who has an accent that you can't understand, that's a problem on a show like this. People who teach cooking skills, like Marianne Moore and Ginger Gall of the Deerberg School of Cooking, Vicki Davenport from Le Cordon Bleu, who was on with us last week, Ann Corey from Kitchen Conservatory there on Clayton Road. So, really, thanks a bunch to everybody who has been part of our show during 2012, and we'll try to keep it rolling in 2013. Thank you for listening, and like I said, during downtime during the holidays, visit our website. It's foodtalkstl.com. You can follow us on Twitter at foodtalkstl, and probably the very best thing you could do is maybe just spread the word. When you're hanging with people during the holidays, just tell them that we have this show on every Saturday from 11 to noon on 590 KFNS. But like I said, no show next week. Enjoy your basketball game tonight. I'll be back before the national championship game, so I'll say Roll Tide on January 5th. That's when we'll see you next on Food Talk STL. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy eating. Happy drinking. Thanks for listening.